Welcome back in to KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper here with you and talking now with the newest addition out of the transfer portal for BYU football. He was announced as an official signee with the Cougars earlier this week. He's an offensive lineman from Southern Utah, Austin Leusa. And Austin, appreciate you joining me on the show today. How do we get to this point where you're now a BYU Cougar?
Man, it was definitely a process, but it was definitely a good one. Very fortunate to have, you know, a supportive family, especially a supportive wife, and just given the opportunity to, you know, play ball at a higher level, in my opinion. And I just think BYU was the best fit for me and my family. So
I'm glad you bring up family. I think anyone that sees your social media presence on Instagram, you said you got a wife. Do you also have a child as well?
Yeah, I have two daughters. Yep.
So what did it mean to you then to have this opportunity to play at BYU and be in a place that is good for your family too?
Yeah, it was a dream come true, honestly. You know, going throughout the recruiting process, it was definitely surreal getting the call from Coach Woods and the rest of the BYU coaching staff, and just them giving me that opportunity, and then trusting in my abilities to not only, you know, prove myself on and off the field, but just to live my dream as a little kid, you know, watching BYU growing up. It was amazing.
What went into the decision to enter the portal from Southern Utah and, you know, put your name in that portal again?
Yeah, it was definitely hard. I have a lot of good relationships, especially with the O-line coach down there at Southern Utah. And the O-line room is where we were a really tight-knit group. But at the end of the day, I felt that it was best for my career to hit the transfer portal, you know, to want to play that Power 5 ball in a bigger conference. It has always been a dream of mine as well. And just to compete at that type of level. So I really wanted to push myself, and I really wanted to have more. So that was a big reason why I wanted to hit the portal.
You competed against BYU last year. Southern Utah played against BYU. What do you remember about the experience of being in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and how do you think that will be, you know, when you're doing it weekly this fall?
Yeah, it was. I think I had a little bit of a different experience than I will now because I was, you know, on the opposing team. But, you know, just walking into Lavelle Edwards Stadium, seeing all the fans there, listening to the student section, you know, it was a very surreal experience. It was awesome. Words can't really explain how I felt. You know, I've been to the stadium millions of times growing up watching games, but actually being in the stadium and being on the field and playing on the field, it was real different.
Talk with Austin Leusa here on KSL News Radio and KSL Sports. Looking back at your history in football, you graduated at West Jordan High School in 2017, and you were one of those many athletes that was impacted by COVID, where you had the spring year and at the FCS. Kind of walk us through a little bit of your journey post West Jordan, because you had a few stops at a few places.
Yeah. So after I graduated in 2017, I actually served a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I went to the Philippines. I got home in 2019, started training and everything with the team in Southern Utah in the spring of 2020. And then obviously with everything that happened with COVID, we didn't play that entire year. Then in 21, I started as a true freshman. 22, kind of took a path where I felt like I was actually done with football. I had just had my first daughter, and I felt like I needed to be there more in her life and be with my wife more and kind of be that father figure and that husband I needed to be. But jumped in the portal. I was working after I had walked away from football in 21. Jumped in the portal about May of 22. And then actually ended up at Utah State for a little bit, and, you know, it didn't work out the way we wanted to. And after, you know, I had that little run at Utah State, it technically just counted as a redshirt year. I didn't end up playing in 22. So the NCAA granted me a redshirt year that year. And in 2023, I had a couple of friends that were still at SUU that I played with in 21, and they were able to talk to the head coach about me possibly coming back. And they granted me that, and I was able to come back and be with the team again, and played all 11 games last year, did well. And then here we are today.
It's been a pretty unique journey then, I'd say.
Yeah, it was unique, but it was definitely a humbling experience and something that I needed to learn, not only as a father and a husband, but more importantly as a man.
You know, I appreciate you sharing that insight about, you know, the thought process of maybe moving on from football because you're a husband and a father. Just, you know, how I don't want to say challenging, but the things you have to juggle in life to be a high-level D1 athlete, but also have responsibilities that a typical college athlete doesn't go through.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. It's a different challenge that I face on and off the field. But it's definitely worth the challenge. I think it's a great experience. I mean, going to weightlifting and having all those long meetings and long practices and then coming home to see my wife and kids, it's definitely worth it. I would say that I wouldn't be the football player or man I am today if it wasn't for them.
Does it help, you know, by going to a place like BYU that has, you know, not everyone, but similar athletes that have the similar situation like yourself who are husbands and fathers as well at BYU?
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's very uncommon at a lot of other schools, and that was a big part of my recruitment process. Is we wanted to go somewhere where I could elevate me being a father, a husband, and being a full-time student athlete, and BYU checks all those boxes. And so it was a no-brainer for us.
And I got to imagine one of those boxes, too, is to come in and compete for playing time as well. And what did Coach Woods, you know, lay out to you as maybe his expectations for you and what they hope to, you know, opportunities they have in front of you coming up this fall?
Yeah, Coach Woods is he's a very straightforward guy. He's not going to beat around the bush. He says, I have a great opportunity to come in and play. Definitely going to have to earn it, though. The biggest thing that he shared with me is that he just wants me to come in and just play my game at the end of the day and do what's best, not only for me, but for the team. And so that's what we kind of talked about on my visit. And then just being open, being a sponge, really taking everything that he has, everything that all the other coaching staff has, and just absorb it.
Have you played at all at guard during your college career? Because I know that you've been a starter pretty much at tackle at Southern Utah. Mm-hmm. Have you had any experience at guard at all?
Yeah, so my freshman year, that whole 2022 year, and going into the spring of 21, I was playing guard. And then in the 2021 season, a senior had, you know, felt that it was time for his collegiate career to end, and then they swung me out to tackle, and it's just been the position I've played ever since.
I got to ask too, Austin, do you have any relationships with any of the players in the BYU program right now? And I ask that because, you know, Kalani always talks about the importance of the family, the culture at BYU. Do you have any friendships or family connections to this current BYU program right now?
Yeah, I know a couple of guys on the team already that I've played with or against in high school. Hmm. I played with two guys that were on the team last year, Alden Tofa and Nisa Mahe.
Yeah.
But, I know a couple of guys on defense. I was actually at Utah State when Waylon was there as well, so we know each other. I played with against Connor Pay in high school. We would go against each other at camps all the time. But other than that, that's really all I know.
Well, and are you going to be joining the team later this month when the summer training and workouts begin?
Yep. So report date is next Tuesday, and me and my family will be in Provo this coming weekend.
Well, congrats on the commitment, and congrats to you and your family, Austin. I know Cougar Nation was excited to see that commitment. What was the reaction in your circle of family and friends when you announced your commitment to BYU?
They were super excited. My dad, he's a crazy BYU fan. He's a BYU fanatic, and he couldn't stop smiling. I think he shed a tear or two. My mom knows that it's always been my dream and goal to be at BYU, and she was super happy for me. And then my extended family, they were just all supportive. But more importantly, my wife, she was more excited than I was, I think.
That's awesome. Well, again, congrats to you and your wife and family, Austin. And like I said, look forward to covering your time here at BYU. That's Austin Leousa here on KSL. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you. Yep.